Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The trip to Gettysburg had been meant as a quiet escape more than anything else. Early spring had settled over southern Pennsylvania in that gray, in-between way that comes before the real warmth of April. The trees along the highway were still mostly bare, the fields dull and brown from winter, and the sky hung low with a kind of cloud cover that seemed to press the horizon closer to the ground. It wasn't the postcard version of Gettysburg people usually imagined, but that was exactly why Andrew liked the idea of going. He had always preferred places when the crowds weren't there. For months, he and Megan had been living separate lives in two different states. Megan had taken a temporary teaching job in Pennsylvania while Andrew remained in Ohio, and the two of them had settled into the routine of long drives and carefully planned weekends together. Gettysburg happened to sit almost exactly between them, which made it an easy place to meet for a night that didn't involve either of them spending 5 hours in the car. The trip had been Megan's idea. She had always loved old towns and historic places, especially ones that came with stories attached to them. In the week leading up to the trip, she had sent Andrew articles about the battlefield, about the older buildings in town, and about the ghost tours that had become part of Gettysburg's tourist scene. Nearly every one of them suggested the same thing, that Gettysburg might be one of the most haunted places in the country. Andrew never argued with her about that. He had simply smiled, told her he was willing to keep an open mind, and agreed to spend the weekend wandering through whatever parts of town she wanted to see. They met late that morning and drove the remaining distance together through farmland and narrow roads that seemed to grow quieter the closer they came to town. A light drizzle followed them most of the way. Never quite heavy enough to count as rain, but enough to leave the landscape damp and colorless. Gettysburg itself felt smaller than Andrew expected. Without the summer crowds, the streets were calm, the sidewalks mostly empty, and the old brick buildings carried a kind of stillness that made the place feel older than it probably would have in July. History seemed to sit quietly in the background there, not announced or dramatized, but simply present in the architecture and the layout of the streets. They spent most of the afternoon out on the battlefield. The land rolled across low hills and long open fields broken by fences and stone walls, with monuments standing at intervals that marked where different regiments had fought more than a century earlier. What struck Andrew most about the place was the scale. Standing in those fields made it easier to understand how enormous the battle must have been. The distance between positions, the size of the terrain, the quiet that now filled it, it all made the history feel heavier than it ever had in textbooks. Megan kept joking that if ghosts existed anywhere, Gettysburg had to be one of the places where they would show themselves. Nothing did. The battlefield was silent except for the wind and the occasional car passing along the distant roads. They walked for hours without seeing anything unusual, and by the time evening came, they were cold, hungry, and ready to head back into town. After dinner, they joined one of the walking ghost tours Megan had read about online. The guide led a small group through dim streets and narrow alleys, pointing out buildings where guests had reported strange sounds, unexplained footsteps, and shadowy figures appearing in windows. The stories were interesting enough, and the damp night air gave the tour a certain atmosphere. But by the end of it, Andrew had the same quiet suspicion he had at the start. Gettysburg, at least for them, seemed determined to remain quiet. They walked back toward their hotel just after 10. The building stood on a quieter street not far from the center of town. It looked like many of the older homes in Gettysburg that had gradually been converted into small hotels over the years. Tall windows, a narrow front porch, and a structure that clearly predated most modern construction. Inside, the lobby was warm and softly lit. A desk clerk checked them in and handed Andrew an old brass key attached to a heavy wooden tag before pointing them toward the stairs. The hallway upstairs was narrow and lined with framed photographs of Gettysburg from different eras. Their room was halfway down the corridor. It was simple but comfortable, with a queen bed, a dresser, one chair by the window, and dark wooden floors that had clearly seen generations of use. After spending most of the day outside in damp weather, the warmth of the room made both of them feel immediately tired. They talked for a few minutes about the battlefield, the tour, and Megan's disappointment that no ghosts had chosen to appear for them. Then they turned off the lights and went to sleep. Andrew fell asleep quickly. He didn't know what time it was when he first woke, only that the room was completely dark and that for a moment he couldn't tell what had pulled him out of sleep. Megan was still beside him, breathing evenly, and the hotel seemed perfectly quiet. Then he heard it, a sharp tapping sound somewhere out in the hallway. He lay still and listened. Several seconds passed before the sound came again. It was distinct enough that it couldn't be mistaken for pipes or the normal settling of an old building. It sounded more deliberate than that, almost like something striking wood. Andrew pushed himself slightly higher against the pillow and listened as the tapping continued down the corridor. Each sound was followed by a pause, then another tap. The rhythm made him think immediately of someone walking slowly with a cane. The sound moved past their door and continued farther down the hallway until it faded into the quiet of the building. Andrew waited for some other sound to follow. A door opening, footsteps, voices, something that would explain it. Nothing did. Eventually, he lay back down, assuming another guest must have been awake somewhere in the hotel. A few minutes later, he drifted back to sleep. The next time the tapping returned, it didn't pass their room. It stopped outside their door. Andrew woke again slowly, the way people do when something pulls them out of sleep without immediately announcing itself. For a few seconds, he lay still with his eyes closed, trying to understand what had disturbed him. The room was dark. Megan was still beside him, breathing steadily, and the building seemed quiet. Then he remembered the tapping he had heard earlier and listened for it again. It came a moment later. The sound was unmistakable now, a hard wooden strike somewhere in the hallway, followed by several seconds of silence. Andrew opened his eyes and stared into the darkness, waiting for the next one. When it came, it was no louder than before, but it felt closer. He shifted slightly against the pillow and glanced toward the door. A faint strip of light from the hallway fixture showed beneath it, just enough to outline the frame in the dark room. For a moment, Nothing happened. Then the tapping continued, and it didn't move past the room this time. The next sound landed somewhere just outside the door. Andrew stayed still, listening carefully, expecting the slow rhythm to continue down the hallway the same way it had earlier. Instead, there was a pause that stretched much longer than the ones before it. The sound had stopped. He waited for the quiet to break. Someone might be standing there, he thought, maybe adjusting their footing or turning around. It would make sense if another guest had reached their room and was fumbling for a key or trying to open the door without waking whoever was inside. But no other sound followed. The pause lingered long enough that Andrew found himself staring toward the door without realizing it. There was no movement in the thin strip of light beneath it, no shadow shifting across the floor. The hallway remained as quiet as the rest of the building. He thought briefly about waking Megan. Normally, she was a light sleeper in unfamiliar places. In the past, even small noises in hotels had been enough to bring her halfway awake before she rolled over and settled again. Andrew leaned slightly toward her and said her name in a low voice, more to see if she would stir than because he wanted to wake her fully. She didn't move. He waited another second, then touched her shoulder gently. Still nothing. Her breathing stayed slow and even, deeper than usual. It was the kind of sleep that comes after exhaustion, the kind where a person sinks into it so completely that the outside world might as well not exist. Before Andrew could decide whether to shake her awake, the tapping resumed. The sound came from the hallway again, continuing past their door the way it had before. It moved slowly down the corridor, one measured strike followed by another, until it faded toward the far end of the floor. Andrew listened until it was gone. For several minutes, he stayed awake, half sitting against the pillow, waiting to hear if it would return. When nothing followed, he gradually relaxed and lay back down. Old buildings carried sound in strange ways. That was the explanation he held on to. A guest with a cane. Someone unable to sleep. A floorboard echoing down the hallway. Eventually, the quiet of the room pulled him back toward sleep. The next time he woke, he wasn't sure how much time had passed. The darkness in the room had shifted slightly, the faint light at the edges of the curtains suggesting the night had moved closer to morning, though it was still far from daylight. For a moment, he lay there without moving, unsure why he was awake again. Then he heard the tapping, but this time it sounded different. The first tap was softer than the ones he had heard in the hallway, but it carried the same hollow quality of wood striking wood. Andrew's eyes opened immediately. He waited. The second tap followed several seconds later. It didn't come from the hallway. It came from somewhere inside the room. Andrew felt the realization before he fully accepted it. The sound was close enough now that it seemed to come from the floor, somewhere near the foot of the bed. He remained completely still, listening as the silence stretched between one tap and the next, and another followed. The spacing was identical to before, slow, measured, unhurried. Andrew lifted himself slightly onto one elbow and stared into the darkness at the far end of the bed. The drawn curtains blocked most of the streetlight, leaving the room filled with little more than shadow. The dresser and chair were only shapes against the walls. Nothing moved. He told himself the sound had to be coming from somewhere else in the building. The floorboards might be carrying it through the structure in a way that made it seem closer than it really was. Old houses did strange things with sound sometimes. Then the tapping came again. This time it seemed a little farther to the side, as if whatever was making it had shifted position along the floor. Andrew felt a cold unease settle into his chest. He glanced toward Megan again. She hadn't moved at all. The deep, heavy rhythm of her breathing hadn't changed since he'd first woken. He reached out and pressed his hand gently against her arm. "Megan," he whispered. There was no response. She didn't even stir. The tapping continued. Another sharp strike against the floorboards, then the same long pause, then another. Andrew kept his eyes fixed toward the end of the bed, trying to force his vision to adjust to the darkness. If something was there, he wanted to see it. But the room remained empty. The sound moved slowly across the floor. He could follow it by ear as it traveled from the foot of the bed toward the side closest to him. Each tap landed with the same patient rhythm, separated by several seconds of silence that made the next one impossible to predict. It was the exact same pace he had heard in the hallway, as if whatever had been walking outside the room had now stepped inside. Andrew's hand remained on Megan's arm, but he didn't try to wake her again. A strange stillness had settled over him, the kind that comes when a person is trying very hard not to react too quickly to something they can't yet explain. The tapping stopped. It ended somewhere beside the bed. Andrew lay there staring into the darkness, listening so carefully that the silence itself seemed to grow louder. He could hear the faint hum of the heating unit across the room and the slow rhythm of Megan's breathing beside him, but nothing else. The sound did not continue across the floor. It did not move away. It simply stopped. He stayed awake for a long time after that, waiting for it to start again. It never did. Morning came slowly to the room. A thin gray band of light crept through the edges of the curtains and stretched across the wooden floor. Andrew had already been awake for a while by the time it appeared. At some point, he must have drifted into a shallow sleep, but it had not lasted long. The quiet that followed the tapping during the night had stayed with him, and even in the early light, he found himself looking toward the place beside the bed where the sound had stopped. When Megan finally stirred, she sat up slowly and rubbed her eyes as though she had slept far longer than she meant to. What surprised Andrew was the first thing she said. Instead of feeling rested after such a deep sleep, she said she felt unusually tired. It was the kind of exhaustion that follows a restless night, not one where a person had been completely unaware of the world around them. Andrew told her that she had slept through everything. She hadn't heard the tapping at all. He explained that it had sounded like someone moving through the hallway late at night, walking slowly enough that each step carried a long pause before the next one. The rhythm had reminded him of someone using a cane or a walking stick. Megan listened with mild curiosity, but she clearly hadn't experienced any of it. As far as she knew, the night had passed quietly. Andrew didn't immediately mention the part where the sound had appeared inside the room. In the bright calm of morning, it already felt difficult to explain, and he found himself wondering whether the detail would only make the story sound more dramatic than it really had been. Instead, they dressed and headed downstairs, leaving the room behind with its ordinary daylight and polished floors. The hallway looked perfectly normal now. In daylight, the building felt less mysterious than it had during the night. The framed photographs along the wall and the quiet carpeted corridor gave the impression of a small, well-kept hotel rather than an old structure with strange sounds moving through it after midnight. Downstairs, the lobby smelled faintly of coffee. The same desk clerk who had checked them in the night before stood behind the counter again. Andrew mentioned the noise in passing while they waited near the desk, asking casually whether sound carried easily through the building at night. The clerk didn't seem surprised by the question. He explained that the hotel was old and that guests occasionally commented on strange noises in the hallway. Andrew described the tapping as best he could, saying it had sounded like someone moving slowly down the corridor with a cane. At that description, the clerk gave a small, knowing smile. He said that Andrew wasn't the first guest to mention hearing something like that. The building, he explained, had been standing long before it became a hotel. During the Civil War, houses throughout Gettysburg had been used to shelter wounded soldiers after the battle, and according to local stories, one of the officers who stayed in that particular house had suffered a severe leg injury. The man apparently struggled to sleep while recovering and was known to pace the halls late at night with a cane. The clerk didn't present the story dramatically. If anything, he treated it like one of those bits of local history that had simply followed the building through the years. Guests sometimes heard strange tapping in the hallway. Sometimes they didn't. Andrew nodded and thanked him, but the explanation lingered in his mind longer than he expected. Outside, the morning air was still cold and damp. Gettysburg looked calm and ordinary in the early light, the same quiet town it had been the day before when they arrived. As they walked back toward the car, Megan asked whether he still thought someone had been wandering the hall all night. Andrew admitted that part still made sense. Old buildings carried sound in unusual ways, and it wouldn't be impossible for a late-night guest to create the kind of noise he had heard. But that wasn't the part he kept thinking about. What stayed with him was the rhythm. The tapping had moved slowly along the hallway, stopping outside each room for a moment before continuing. It had done the same thing outside their door. A pause long enough to notice. Then it had continued down the hall. Later in the night, when the sound returned, it had come from inside the room instead. Andrew never told Megan that part of the story. Even now, he wasn't sure he could describe it in a way that didn't sound exaggerated, but the memory of lying there in the dark while the tapping crossed the floor beside the bed was something he couldn't quite dismiss. If the old story the clerk mentioned had any truth behind it, perhaps the sound had simply been an echo of someone who had once walked those halls when sleep refused to come. But that wasn't how it had felt in the moment. Listening in the darkness, the rhythm of the tapping had seemed too deliberate to be wandering footsteps. It had sounded more like someone moving carefully through the building, like someone making rounds. And when the sound stopped beside the bed, the silence that followed had carried a feeling Andrew still couldn't quite explain. Not curiosity. Something closer to recognition.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson-Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.